See anything you like?
Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us!
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I've got a death curse!
It was a shark.
Little pig, let's come in.
Sometimes.
What was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
I'm just gonna bash your brains.
You're Cinescare.
Welcome to the Cinescare podcast. I am one of your hosts, Matt Speak.
And I am also one of your hosts, Joseph Thomas Jans III.
And with us, as always, is Yoko Ono.
The fuck? just start like that. It's happy 100th episode, fuckers.
Happy 100th episode.
Nobody 100. Thought we would make it.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, people please have even all. Asked us not to make it.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah. We did it anyway.
And actually, this year will be our 4-year anniversary.
Good Lord.
Yeah, crazy. I can't believe it. But with us this time as well.
Matt, is that your black evening gown I see hanging in the back?
Yes, it is. Oh. Yeah, I planned to wear that later.
I didn't know it was formal tonight.
Yeah. And with us this time is back the friend of the show, Brian Nezbitowski, who at least... two of us on here, well, three of us, including you, Brian, could pronounce his name. And now Mark Piscati can suddenly pronounce your name thanks to this show.
Brian Nezbitowski.
Brian Nezbitowski. All he needed to do was have us learn how to say it.
Right.
And then repeat it a bunch of times so
and
that
give
he
him
could
shit
learn
and all
it.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, as always.
Do you know how many times I had to phonetically write your name out for Mark?
I mean, yeah. After I don't even know how many years of friendship. I guess better late than never, like I always say.
Please use friend or air quotes when you say friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Friendship. Acquaintanceship.
I went golfing with this motherfucker.
He's one of my best acquaintances.
Exactly.
That I don't bother knowing anything about. Yep.
Well, now we can tell the stories of when Brian was a bat boy for the White Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Can tell us all the stories now.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
With asterisks. Yeah, you know, yeah. Some shall not be named.
Yeah. And Brian actually joined us in Chicago last month at the beginning of May. And God, that seems like longer ago, but that was like just a month ago. But he joined us out there. We drank some Malorts together, had some beers. We
Mark
listened.
Propositioned a taxi cab driver.
Yeah.
Did not do anything of the sort. He
had to suffer through Mark's cringy lines to the bartender. And
yeah. What cringy? She liked me. Yeah. She liked me.
No, she didn't.
Okay. She liked tips.
Yeah, she liked tips.
She did like
that's
tips.
For sure. Yeah. Exactly. And she was about half your age. So.
Yeah.
That's what I'm used to.
Them not liking you? Yes.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, God, it's just so cringy, Brian. How do you handle it?
I don't even have an explanation for it. It's just you got to just go with it and shake your head afterwards.
It's a good thing you guys aren't very close.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's true. Yeah. It's a good thing you barely know him. well, this week is, as we said earlier, our 100th episode. And so we've got a little something special for you.
But hang on. Let's talk a little bit about this. Like, how did this all start with you guys? Like, how did this begin? I mean, we're talking about 100 episodes. Like, how did this all begin? Did you guys even talk about this in the first episode?
Well, I was kind of thinking we'd talk about that in episode and for our 4-year anniversary. But I called Joe up one day and said it was during the pandemic. And I said, "You want to do a podcast?" And he goes, "Yeah." And immediately, and no thought. He was like, "Yes." And he's like, "I actually have a microphone." I said, "I do too." And then I said, he said, "What kind of podcast?" I said, "Horror movies." He's like, "I'm on board." And I said, "I can't think of a name." He goes, "I was thinking of a name the other day, Cinescare." And that was it. It was really the most efficient conversation of all time.
I don't like to waste a lot of time.
No. No, we basically mapped out the whole thing in like a 5-minute conversation.
Yeah, it was seriously, it was a very brief phone call.
Yeah.
And then we parted way, we hung up the phone. We thought about it for like a couple of days and we came back and
yeah.
We're like, all right, yeah. Yeah, Joe let's
had
do
a,
that.
Joe had a graphic whipped up and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, wow.
And then we searched for, you know, we at, from that point, we had to figure out how to do it, like where you record on and then how to host it and all that stuff. And
it's changed and evolved. And like the format of the show, it took about, yeah. I don't know, 30 episodes, 20 some to at least try to get into the format that we're in now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It was like 20 episodes, I think it started. Yeah. Really gelling, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it all just started with part of what made me think of it is I'd listened to this horror podcast called Shockwaves, and they, in the spring of 2020, they kind of canceled. And because one of the guys got into some kind of trouble and then they all just, they dissolved. And so I was like, God damn it. And then I thought, well, you know what? I should start a podcast. And then I was like, well, Joe's the perfect person to start one with. So,
and I agreed. I was the perfect person.
And Joe was like, yes, I'm the perfect person to do this. So
I had that on my business card. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as a matter of fact, I sort of missed our early days of the show when we used to most of it, like it was an hour and a half of recording and like 6 days of production work. Because we had music under like the entire show.
Yeah.
Matt used to write and tell ghost stories. We had sound effects throughout the whole thing. Oh, so much work.
Yeah.
This is so much easier.
When this just is phone way it easier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to read a ghost story at the end of episodes. Sometimes we had listeners write them and send them in or whatever. And then Joe would put like sound effects.
I would score them. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd Foley do a lot of Foley work.
With it was funny because as I'd read, we'd see spots where a sound effect was going to go and we'd start laughing just because we knew Joe would put a sound effect there. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I remember a couple episodes when we did do the horror stories at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but let's not go too far into the history of Cinescare because some of that has to do with, I'm sure, I know I have a few questions about that in my trivia, and I'm sure maybe a couple of you guys do too. So, but you may be wondering out there, Joe, why is Brian here? Are you wondering that?
I am actually not wondering because I know why he's here.
Oh, okay. Then can you tell me?
Okay, so I had this brilliant idea that for episode 100, we needed to do something special. And we had a lot of fun in the past 100 episodes where we would do trivia. So with this one, we're going to do it a little different. It's like a trivia battle royale, cage match style. And in which case, I have come up with 25 questions. So has Matt. So has Mark. And Brian is going to determine who reads their questions first to the other two members.
Yes.
And then Brian is also going to be the official scorekeeper as well. So he is an integral part of this entire process.
I was wondering, Joe, now I'm assuming if we're going to discover who goes first, second, and third, then that would mean that Brian should be able to count to three.
Right. Yes. Count to three because he wasn't able to the last time we did
this. Now,
it is a prerequisite to the job.
Now, if... when we discover who's first, then Brian no longer needs to keep three numbers in his head, right? He only needs two then, right?
Actually, because there were some issues with this in the past, I had a wonderful solution. Brian, are you able to comply with my suggestion?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. My thought was
no matter what your idea is, you and I will go first and second and then Mark will go third. Yeah.
So my thought was if we had three pieces of paper and we wrote one name on each piece and dropped it in a hat and then picked one out, who that person's going first.
Yeah.
And then whoever draws the second
it
name.
It would be Matt, obviously.
Matt, Joe, fucking Matt.
And then Mark,
Matt, Joe, Matt.
I don't understand your obsession in thinking that the order has anything to do with the
right,
outcome.
Right, exactly.
Well, it's called warm-ups. You warm up the brain, you know, with trivia.
Mark, do you want to go first?
No.
Okay. Well, then.
I don't know.
Without any further ado.
Yeah.
I say let's light this kraut candle and hand it over to Mr. Nesbitowski.
All right. So
I agree.
This whole week I was preparing, watching videos on how to count to three, flashcards. Oh, I don't want to mess this up. I have.
Yeah. All right. Let's do.
Watching the count from Sesame Street over and over again.
Exactly. Over and over again.
One slip of paper.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is nerve-wracking. I hope I can get this right. But since we're drawing names, it shouldn't be that hard.
I hope it's me. I hope it's me.
I don't have a hat with me. So it's in my hand. And the first one.
Mark already thinks
don't fuck this up.
This is legit. First one to go.
You got a 33% chance.
Well, you can't see it, but Joe is first.
Joe! Yes. All right. All
right.
I'm going to put my money on Mark or Matt for number two.
If figures it was going to be Joe.
If the letter is M, we know it's Matt.
It's Matt. Yeah.
No, I figured it'd be Joe.
It is Matt. And just so you know, I'm not cheating. Here's the third one. I'm hoping
it says fucking M.
Look, there's Mark as the third.
Oh, that's bullshit.
That's all. That's all
bullshit. It's already started.
We all saw it.
Yeah, we all saw it.
I don't know how much more.
See what? Brian just brought up pieces of paper.
Mark, this is great.
Mark, just pump the brakes. You act like this is a Penn and Teller show or something. He's just drawing names out of a hat.
Good job, Brian. We like what you're doing so far.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Whew. All right, so Joe goes first.
All right.
I'm not even ready for this.
We can wait.
Yeah, do you need you need a moment?
Blah, 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 blah.
Go.
Oh, my God. My head hurts now.
Go.
Oh, I think go. Hold my brain on that one.
You already like started us off with the promo. There's going to be a slaughter, so it's already against me.
I never said it was you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ready?
Yes.
Sure.
Ooh, I like that. Each question is worth 1 point. Question number one. God, I can't see that. Okay. In the movie In a Violent Nature, which we all just saw, the movie ended with a woman driving a truck stopping to pick up an injured passenger. The truck-driving woman was played by Lauren Marie Taylor. What other major horror movie did she appear in?
Boy.
Your name is your buzzer.
Boy, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm calling it. She was in Friday the 13th Part 2. She played Vicky. And, coincidentally, I would have also accepted Never Hike Alone 2. She did the voiceover for the newscaster.
No way!
Whoa. Yeah, neat little Easter egg.
Vicky, the one, the beautiful ass where the slingshot, Vicky?
I think that was her.
That was her?
Yeah.
Wow, I would have enjoyed that ending a lot better.
If I knew that.
Yeah. What was killing me is I found that question the day before we were reviewing it, and I couldn't say. I was hoping nobody else knew it because it was going to ruin my first question.
Interesting. So,
all right, Brian, you got that? That's nothing.
Yeah. Are you able to keep track of that score?
I was telling Matt earlier. I have this sneaking suspicion that the final total is going to be like a hockey game.
He
only knows 1, 2, 3, not 0.
Question number two. Who directed the 1973 horror film The Exorcist?
Matt. Mark.
Matt was first.
William Friedkin.
That is correct.
Oh, is there a lag?
No, I was first.
There is every time Mark
Brian,
gets one
did you
last.
Hear that I was first?
Brian, yeah.
I don't know on my screen, like Matt, you're to my left and Mark's to my right. I immediately went to the left because I heard your name first.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Okay. One to nothing. Question number three. Who is the author of the 1974 horror novel Jaws, which inspired the film?
Matt. Mark.
That sounded like Matt.
Peter Benchley.
That there's a lag. Correct. There's a lag. Guaranteed. There's it's not. Like it no, it's just, it's like a second lag.
Question number four. What is the name of the tall man in the Phantasm series?
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know that series Mark? Very well.
Mark.
I know it's wrong. I'm just The Undertaker.
No. Matt?
I don't know it.
His name is the Tall Man.
Oh my God. Ah, Jesus.
Question number five. In the 2000 film American Psycho, who is the main character portrayed by Christian Bale?
Oh, Mark.
God.
Mark?
Oh no. Bateman.
I'll give it to you. Patrick Bateman.
Yep.
Okay.
Woo!
Mark's on the board.
Yeah.
Question number six. What is the name of the cannibalistic family from the 1974 film The Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Oh.
Why do I not remember this?
They have a name.
I don't know.
I can't think of it right now.
God damn, we did this franchise.
Where's my X sound?
Oh.
Thank you. The Sawyer family.
Fuck, that was easy.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, I know. We're trying too hard.
Question number seven. In the 2016 film The Witch, what was the name of the family goat?
Matt? Black Phillip.
That is correct.
That was specifically for Matt, obviously.
Why was that specifically for Matt?
Him. Everything's yeah. against him. Oh, wait. Hold on.
There
Thank you.
You. Question number eight. What is the name of the fictional New England town where many of Stephen King's stories Matt. Are set?
Matt. Castle Rock.
That is correct. Clearly Fuck. A lag.
No, I didn't say anything that time.
Question number nine. In the 1975 film Jaws, what's the name of the shark hunter's boat?
Matt.
Mark.
Matt.
I knew that was Matt. That was Matt.
The orca.
That is correct. Getting all this down there, Nesbitowski?
I got it so far.
Okay. Question number 10. In the 2002 film 28 Days Later, what causes the outbreak of a deadly virus?
Oh, God. The cause?
Oh, you mean Mark.
You just have to say it once. Mark.
monkeys.
That is correct. Infected monkeys.
That's right. Yeah.
In the number 11, in the 2004 film Shaun of the Dead, what weapon does the main character use Matt. To fight zombies? Mark. Matt.
Cricket. Mallet.
That is correct. Cricket mallet.
He used records at the very beginning, just so you know.
Thanks. I hadn't seen that movie ever.
8,000 times.
Yeah. Number 12. What is widely considered to be the first horror movie ever made?
Mark? In the Blood?
Incorrect.
I know that I think this is wrong, but it's one of them. The
you got a buzz in.
What? Matt.
Matt.
the Phantom Carriage.
Incorrect. The House of the Devil from 1898.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I knew it was red. I knew it was red.
Where's red?
What do you mean red?
Well, the devil's red and blood's red. That's what I meant.
We're seeing inside the mind of Mark Biscotti there, Brian. Are you sure you want to be friends with this guy?
We'll see.
Psychotic. Oh, my God. It's the mind of a serial killer. All right, question number 13. What kind of allergy does Charlie have in Hereditary?
Oh, Mark.
Mark.
Nuts.
Correct.
Suck on that, Matt.
Question 14. In which state does the Blair Witch Project take place?
Mark.
Mark.
Massachusetts.
Incorrect.
Matt. Matt.
Matt.
New Jersey?
Incorrect. This is Maryland.
Oh.
If that's a state.
Wow.
Question number 15. In the movie The Ring, how long do people have to live after watching the video? Matt?
7 days.
That is correct. Motherfuck. Question 16. What is the name of the demon that possesses Reagan McNeil in The Exorcist? Mark.
To play on it.
Incorrect.
I'm not going to be able to pronounce it anybody because now I can only think it starts with a P. Pachulo? I don't know. Go.
Biscotti. Incorrect. It's Pazuzu.
Pazuzu. Yeah, I can.
That's what I said.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. There's a lag.
There's a lag somewhere. All right.
Question 17. Which city were Alex and his classmates flying to when he had a disturbing premonition on the plane in Final Destination, Mark?
France.
That is not correct.
Matt.
Matt.
Paris?
That is correct.
Thank
you. That's fucking bullshit.
I asked for a city.
Did you say city?
Not a country.
Yeah, he said city.
What city? It's written right there.
Yeah. And I would never have gotten it if you hadn't said France. So thank you.
Fuck me.
Yeah, France isn't a city.
You know, we're recording this. We can always rewind it and
that's
make
true.
Sure that I said city.
Yeah.
Okay, question 18. In the movie It Chapter 2, the Losers Club reunites after how many years?
Matt.
Matt.
15?
Incorrect.
Mark.
Mark.
18?
Also incorrect. Brian?
17?
27.
I had the 7.
Damn, 27 years.
Jeez.
Question 19. In The Silence of the Lambs, Clarice was trying to track down Buffalo Bill. What was Buffalo Bill's actual name? His character name? Not the actor, but the character name.
Well, we haven't reviewed these films, Joe. I'm going to go with...
So you've never seen Silence of the Lambs, Mark?
Matt.
No, I have.
Matt.
I think it was... Dollar Ride? I don't know.
Incorrect. Mark.
Bob.
Yeah, also incorrect. James Gum.
Oh, that's right. Fuck. Yeah.
God damn. Jeez, Joe.
God, it's like Florida versus the Bruins. That's a hockey joke. Question number 20.
I got it.
What is the name of the warship that Ripley boards to fly to the alien-infected colony in Aliens?
Oh, Mark. Shit,
I don't know this.
Mark.
Sulaco.
That is correct. Question 21. What kind of car was Christine?
Matt.
Mark.
Matt.
It was a Ford Fury?
Incorrect.
It was Mark.
Mark.
Chrysler.
Oh,
no. It's a Chevy. It's a Chevy. It's a Chrysler. It's a Chevy. It's a Chrysler. It's a Chevy. It's a Plymouth. It's a red car. It's a
four, three, two.
Chrysler one. Plymouth.
Plymouth Fury.
Yes. God.
Fuck.
Why'd they say Ford Fury? God damn it.
It's Ford Fairlane. Yeah. Fairlane, but
that's a great movie.
As soon as I said it, I knew Plymouth Fury.
By the way, 1958.
Yeah.
Plymouth Fury. Question 22. What city serves as the setting for the vampire film The Lost Boys?
Mark. Santa Carla.
Incorrect.
Wait, what?
Matt. Santa Cruz.
Incorrect. Santa Clara.
Oh, that's right.
I just said it wrong.
Well, that's kind of...
No, I pronounced it wrong. I pronounced it. I have a speech impediment. You can't do that.
So your speech impediment makes you say Carla instead of Clara.
It's the same thing. It's a speech impediment.
Hey, no, it's, you I can't want you to send right. a letter to someone in Santa Carla and see if it winds up there.
That's amazing. Diego. That's
question. Yeah, he just pronounced it wrong.
Yeah,
he lives in Toledo.
It's a speech impediment.
That's just how I pronounce Santa Clara.
That's wrong, and that's discriminating.
Brother.
Question 23. What is the song played at the beginning of Halloween 2?
Matt. Mr. Sandman?
That is correct. Question 24. What real-life serial killer inspired the movies of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and... Matt?
Ed Gein.
Correct. Buff and Psycho, life. By the way. And the last question I've got, who is the killer in Drive-In Massacre?
Oh. Jesus.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
That's a good one, but I don't remember his name now. I'm never going to remember that name.
5, 4, 3. Two, Buzz. No one knows. Authorities say there are no clues to the killer's identity and no end to the horror in sight. The killer could strike again anywhere, anytime.
Trick question. Nice. Good questions, Joe. Brian, could you give us an update on what the score is right now?
I can. So, Matt, you are obviously in the lead 10 to 4.
10 to 4. All right.
What a way to celebrate the 100th episode, Mark. It's just fantastic. Just kidding.
And just for the record, just for the record, to prove everything's on the up and up, I was keeping score along with Brian, and I also have reached 10 to 4.
Yeah. Excellent. So I think we've pretty much proven that Brian is more than trustworthy. All right. So I
can at least count past three.
Yeah. Yes. I do have... 25 questions myself. Actually, I don't think we all had to do 26, Joe. I think all we had
well, is, it was
all
yeah,
we needed
it was,
is one person to do a 26. Correct. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing. If let's say at the end of all
25.
This,
yeah.
Matt and Mark are tied, I have to come up with a 26th question.
That's true.
I did 27 yeah, questions.
Yeah.
That was one more than you needed to.
Well, all right. Well,
you know what I mean with numbers.
Here we go. So some of mine are, I have a mixture of horror trivia questions and CineScare questions. So number one, are we ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right. Are you ready, Brian?
I am ready.
Okay, good. Excellent. So the first question is, was the first guest of CineScare podcast?
Joe. James Oster.
You're right. Ding, ding, ding. Here we go. That's right. James Oster was the first guest. I thought people would get tripped up on that and think it was Zara Mahler, but James was the first guest. Number two. Sorry.
What the fuck is that?
Waiting with bated breath.
Which is the best slasher franchise, Halloween or Friday the 13th?
Joe.
Halloween. Very good. Thank you.
That's not a point. That's an opinion. That's an opinion. That's number not a three. Point. It's number no three. Stop. Stop.
Which stop is right. the no. only
stop?
Which Mark, is the, I can't hear.
Which is the only franchise to get two episodes in CineScare history?
Joe. Friday the 13th.
No.
Mark.
I
didn't even hear the fucking question because I'm still on the last question. Halloween?
Yes.
Hang on. I'd like to contest this. Didn't we do a Friday the 13th part one and part two?
No. Nope.
We ended up doing trivia with Vince?
No, right, it was an interview. Yeah, it was an interview.
Okay. Yeah, it was about Never Hike Alone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Number four. I will read a quote. Tell me the movie from which it came. It's not cranberry sauce, Artie. It's not cranberry sauce.
Mark. Hostel?
No.
Joe. Christine?
No. It was
Thanks
Blood Rage.
Oh. Blood Rage. Yeah. Yeah.
Number five. Name the killers' character names from the original Scream.
Mark. Billy and Stu.
Yes. Very good. Billy Loomis and Stu Mocker. Very good. Number six, which iconic killer has the most kills in horror movie history?
Mark. My boy, Jason.
No.
Joe. Michael Myers.
No. Pinhead. Pinhead has 320. Oh, apparently damn it, killed 200 yeah. in like yeah. one. One yeah. big thing. So Pinhead.
We need to do that franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of.
Joe did.
I watched all of them.
Yeah. yeah. During Shocktober, I think the very first year. Number seven. Joe tortured us all with his absolute zero picks. Name two of the movies he made us watch.
I got to beat him.
And this is only worth 1 point. I know it's two. But actually, you know what? To make it 1 point, name one movie he made us watch.
I don't know that I could name one.
Mark.
Oh, God. All I could do is picture the big zero in the winter with the blood on it. This is your pick, Joe.
I know, and I can picture one of the movies in my head. I know who one of the actors are.
Five. Four. Three, two.
God, I don't pay attention very
one.
Much.
The answer is, sorry, hold on. Oh, One Missed Call, Cabin Fever 2016, The Disappointments Room, Beneath the Darkness, and Jaws the Revenge. I thought you guys would at least get.
Oh, my God, Jaws the Revenge.
Yeah, Jaws the Revenge.
Fuck.
Number eight.
I sort of zone out on my own episode.
So do I.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre series has featured several young actors before they were famous. Name two.
Mark. Matthew McConaughey.
Yep.
And Renee Zellweger.
Very good. Number nine. Which was the first episode of CineScare where we told the audience... Mark.
Damn it, I jumped. You told the audience I fucked this one. God damn. I thought it was going to be the name of it.
Joe, would you like me to finish the complete
question? I would like you to finish the complete question.
This was my fault.
Which was the first episode of CineScare where we told the audience not only the theme, but which movies to watch?
Ooh.
Oh.
You don't have to say the number, but in terms of like what was the
I'm guessing 15.
It was New French Extreme.
What number was that?
Oh, I don't know.
Was it 15?
It was not 15, though. Well, I don't know. I have to look it up now. God damn it, Joe. Yeah, no, I needed the name. I needed the title.
Oh, what, well, you didn't say it that. There's a lag, Matt.
It's New French Extreme. Number 10. Which Friday the 13th film is generally considered to have the first appearance of zombie Jason after Mark, his arch? Yes.
Friday the 13th, part 7.
No.
Joe.
Yes. Do you want me to finish the question?
No.
Okay, what?
Yeah.
What did you
part
say?
Part 6.
No, yes, he said no.
Part 6.
I said part 6 first, Mark.
Number 11. The real life camp Nobisco was the setting for the fictional camp Crystal Lake. But what did Crazy Ralph call it?
Joe. Camp Blood.
Yep. Camp Blood. Very good.
This is a nightmare.
Number 12. Zombex is one of the worst movies in CineScare podcast history, if not the worst. It was a pick in which theme?
Joe.
Mark.
Joe.
Hardcore horror.
Hardcore horror, that is right. Number 13. It's hard to believe CineScare podcast has been around for 100 episodes. Our first episode aired in which month and year?
Joe. September of 2019.
Wrong.
Mark. September of 2020?
Wrong. It was October 2020.
Way to fuck it up, Joe.
Really thought that was September.
Yeah, I thought it was September too, and I looked it up just to make sure, and it came out October.
There's a lag.
Number 14, name the movie which contained the following line. Bastard!
Mark.
Bastard! Mark.
I know. I just had to beat Joe.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Joe.
I can't remember it either.
It was Pieces.
God damn it, Mark.
I knew all I could remember was one word.
Yeah. Number 15. How many movies are in the Halloween franchise?
Mark.
Joe.
That was hard for me to hear. Did you hear it?
I heard Mark first.
Okay. Mark?
13.
That is correct.
Thanks for the ding. I appreciate it. Welcome. I haven't heard it in a while.
Number 16. How many movies are in the Friday the 13th franchise?
Marco.
I think that was Joe.
Did you hear Joe that time?
Yeah, I think it was Joe.
There's a lag then. There's a Joe. Fucking there's lag.
12.
Yes, there are 12. Very good. Number 17. Which actor reprised his iconic role of Tommy Jarvis for Never Hike Alone and Never Hike Alone 2?
Mark.
Tom Matthews is correct. Number 18. Which of the following movies, I'm going to list, so don't jump the gun. Which of the following movies is not based on a book? A, Psycho. B, Rosemary's Baby. C, Hereditary, or D, The Ring?
Mark. The Ring.
No.
Gotcha.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
C, Hereditary.
That is correct. Hereditary.
Damn. It was
number 19. What was the first horror movie to be nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture?
Joe.
Mark.
Joe.
Silence of the Lambs?
No.
Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
The Exorcist.
That is correct. Number 20. In the original Scream, Drew Barrymore's character is popping a specific brand of popcorn.
Mark. I hope I didn't jump this. Jiffy Pop.
No. Joe, do you want to have the whole question read?
Yes, if you could read the whole question so I could answer it appropriately.
This is a repeat of the last fucking trivia Scream, and it's burnt popcorn. I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
In the original Scream, Drew Barrymore's character is popping a specific brand of popcorn, Jiffy Pop, to be exact. What set off the alarm in the kitchen?
You fuckers, it's the same fucking question.
And he did it again.
Fire of the burnt popcorn?
Yeah. Yeah, the fire, the burnt popcorn set off the alarm.
Bullshit. You can't make this shit up, man. You can't make this shit up. This is fucking bullshit.
Twice.
And you're not.
And it was right on time. It was like perfect. If you just waited a second.
Overlap those two audio tracks.
No kidding. Oh.
It's fucking bullshit, man.
If you get the chance, go back to our Scream episode and just fast forward all the way to the end when we do the trivia. You'll see basically the exact same scene. And I think this is the one that prompted, You're against me. You're against me, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't make any sense to do that. And you guys promised not to do that.
I didn't promise anything.
Yes, I didn't promise a thing.
I never promised a thing. Number 21. In the John Carpenter classic Christine, what did the character Arnie Cunningham name his evil car?
Joe.
Mark.
Joe.
Christine.
That's right. Yes, very good.
A little gun shy.
You did that on purpose.
I just asked a question. What are you talking about?
No, you did it on purpose. You made me gun shy. I would have had that like in a second. This is, it's all against me.
Number 22. Our second guest was actress Zara Mahler. What was the horror movie she had recently starred in before coming to our show?
Damn it.
I didn't even listen to that episode.
You've never listened to that episode?
No.
You call yourself a super fan.
Yeah.
I was on that episode and I don't remember it. I can picture the movie poster.
Mm-hmm.
She's like curled up in a fetal position with some woods around her. The Witchening? Right. Joe, The Witchening.
No. Mark.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
The Absinthe.
The Absinthe? No, it was The Wretched.
Ah!
Oh, I had a the in it.
That's speech impediment.
Shot in the dark, man.
Yeah. Matt, Mark should get that point because he just pronounced it wrong.
Yeah, the Wretched. Exactly.
No, that's not right.
I pronounced it wrong.
No, I just said it wrong. Discrimination.
Number 23. H.P. Lovecraft's stories have inspired many horror movies. Recently, we watched one starring Joe's favorite raging actor. Name the movie.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
The Color of Night?
No.
It is colored. Colors in it. Mark.
Yes.
Color of Darkness?
No, it was Color Out of Space.
Nicolas Cage.
Joe's damn raging you. Now. And then number 24.
Rage Cage.
Number 24. According to a Rolling Stone readers poll, who is the greatest horror villain of all time?
Mark.
Michael
Myers.
Very good. Very good.
I took that one on the chin.
And then number 25.
Along with my balls.
Jesus.
He took it on the chin. Number 25. Our good friend Catherine Horan and listener Catherine Horan was a guest host last year.
Mark.
What?
Bringing home the bacon.
Yes, very good. What was her ingeniously named pick, Bringing Home the Bacon? So
that made me feel so good.
So, Brian, can you go ahead and update us on what the score is now as we head into the Mark round?
Yep. So Mark saved himself a little bit. So Mark is at 11. Obviously, Matt, you're still at 10. Joe, you're at 9.
All right.
So as long as I get two questions right in this next round, I've beaten Mark.
Yes.
Well, three to beat him.
Well, three to beat him.
Yeah, three. Right. Three to beat him. Yeah.
Yep.
That's okay. Great. Excellent.
That's just great. So all I'm right. last Mark, place. So I'm last place.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, Joe and I might.
But you will have to live with 11 for the rest of your
life.
Joe
and I might not get a single question right.
Well, maybe I'll make sure of it.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Ooh, that sounds like a threat.
Oh, it sounds like a threat.
You got that baby crying sound effect again,
Matt? No, don't yes. even do it. Don't even do it. Don't do it.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, Mark. May I? Question number one. Mm-hmm. How many shows have I not been on during the run-up CineScare? In 5, 4, 3.
Matt. 9.
Incorrect.
Joe. 11.
Incorrect. Official number is 16. There was a lot of guest shows that I wasn't able to be on because it was
I forgot. I was thinking just the ones that led up to him not being on it. Yeah.
Question number two.
It's the way you said it.
What I said. Speech How many shows it. Have Speech I not been on during the run of CineScare?
That was a joke, Mark.
Oh, making fun of my speech kind of bit once again.
16.
All right. Question Should number two.
Point for that.
Name 4 CineScare certified movies.
Matt. Hereditary.
That's one.
The Witch.
That's 2.
Let's see. Oh God, what was that one?
5, 4, 3, 2.
Hereditary. Did I already say Hereditary?
Yes. 1. Eh.
Go ahead.
Matt or Joe?
Hereditary.
That's 1.
The Witch.
2.
Spontaneous.
Oh yeah. 3. That's one I was trying to think of.
And Evil Dead Rise.
That's 4.
All right.
You got
it. You said name 4. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You sounded like there was one more you were waiting
for. Because I don't want you guys to get any fucking points. You guys
so do
also
I get 4 points for that?
No, you don't, because you only said 1 point for each question. You guys forgot Renfield.
Oh.
Yeah. Question number 3. What is the food item that Matt didn't know what the hell
Matt.
It was?
Joe.
Matt.
Pigs in a blanket.
Correct. Yeah. Some sinister questions.
Yeah.
How many background posters did I make and what were the episode's name?
What? What do you mean by background posters?
Question number 4. How many background posters did I make and what were the episode's name? I made background posters. Joe?
You made none?
Incorrect.
I have no idea. I didn't even know you did that.
Wow. All that work I did. The answer is 2 background posters, 1 for Jaws and 1 for Alien.
What do you mean by background poster?
Background posters. Yeah. I had the background posters. I had it all covered in art and color.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's why I never fucking did it again.
Arts and crafts. That's what he's talking about.
Crafts. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable.
What? And it was Jaws and Halloween?
Alien.
Well, you did one for Halloween, too.
I did for Halloween, too. That's for, right.
Did,
I did yeah, for
didn't
Halloween.
You do one for the Lost? Didn't you do one
Brian,
for the Lost
can't
Boys?
Even get his own questions right.
No. You're right. There was three. I forgot the Halloween one. I did three.
Yeah, you did like Kissy Face.
That's right. Yeah. But yeah, okay. So it doesn't matter anyways because you guys got it wrong. All right. Question number five. What is the name of the demon that possesses Mia in the 2013 remake of Evil Dead?
Oh. I don't know.
Joe. Pazuzu.
Incorrect. The Abomination. Question number six. What is the name of the cursed video that kills everyone who watches it in the film The Ring?
The name of the video?
Yes.
Jesus.
Joe.
The
Ring.
Incorrect.
Matt.
Pazuzu. Matt.
There is no name.
Answer is the cursed video. So I will give that to Matt. Because there was no name.
Oh, all right. I'll take
the
that.
The name was the cursed video.
I'll take that one.
I just pronounced it wrong, that's all.
Question number seven. What is the fictional town where the events of the movie The Lost Boys take place?
Matt.
Joe. Santa Clara.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Matt. Santa Carla?
Yes, correct.
No, it's Santa Clara.
That's not
no,
right.
It's Santa Carla. Look it up. I had the same question.
Oh, God. Then one of you is wrong.
It's the same question. I had the same question.
It's Santa Carla. It is Santa Carla.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank you.
I got Clara on my website, so.
Oh.
Should we give it
actually, we're both wrong. It was in
so, Joe. I mean, it evens it? Out.
No, not for me. For Matt.
I'm sorry, for Matt. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it kind of evens out, right? Because didn't you get it right? Or no, Mark was the one.
No, I got it. I got it right. I got it right the first time.
Right, which means you would take away one from Matt.
Yeah.
And give one to Mark.
Yeah, and then I get one for this. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
So I'm out nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
So I don't really care. Do what you want.
Yeah, well, exactly. Mine's the same too, because I got this one. Or no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Question number eight. What is the name of the virus responsible for turning people into zombies in the Resident Evil series?
Oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah. I know. This one.
Joe. Oh, I know this is wrong. The Umbrella Virus?
Incorrect. That was the corporation.
Yeah. I don't remember now.
The answer? The T-Virus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number nine. What was Catherine Horan's title of the episode?
Joe.
Got it.
Bringing home the bacon.
We love Catherine Horan. Question number 10. Who played Ed Warren in the Conjuring films?
Matt. Fuck. I don't remember his name now. Forget it.
Joe. Mr. Wilson.
I need a full
Mr.
name.
Mr. Wilson. We're not close.
Matt.
I need a full name.
Luke Wilson.
You got incorrect. Matt?
Patrick
Matt
Wilson.
Already guessed.
No, I don't think I can get that.
No, point. No, you can't get that. Yes, it is Patrick Wilson. No point.
Mr.
God.
You guys aren't on a first name basis.
That's well, Mr. Wilson, who reminds me of Mr. Ed. All right. Question number 11.
Mr. Wilson, if you're nasty.
Yeah.
11. What 2007 Spanish found footage movie follows a reporter and a cameraman as they investigate a quarantined building?
Oh my God, my brain isn't working tonight. One of my brother's Joe. Favorite movies.
Wreck?
Yeah.
Correct.
That's right.
God. Question number 12. In Zombieland, what is the number one rule in surviving a zombie apocalypse? In five?
Joe. Cardio?
Correct. Question number 13. I wonder what this one's going to be about. In Friday the 13th, part 4, the character Rob rushes down the basement steps and encounters Jason. When Jason is stabbing him with a garden cleaver, what is Rob screaming?
Joe. Please stop.
Incorrect.
Ow.
Incorrect.
Matt. Kill Corey Feldman instead.
Fuck you. No.
Joe, you're against me.
You're against me.
The answer is, and this is my favorite Friday 13th kill in the whole entire franchise. The answer is, he's killing me. Love this kill. That's so frightening.
A bit on the nose.
Yeah.
It is on the nose.
We can see that as the audience.
Yeah, no, he's killing me. He's killing it. It was so good.
And all before that, he said, I'm walking down the stairs.
Question number 14. Who are the two lead actors? In Transylvania 65,000?
I don't know that movie at all.
I don't either. Pass.
The answer is Ed Begley and Jeff Goldblum. You guys never seen that film?
No.
Oh, the beginning is...
Mwah. Pardon me, Roy. Is that the cat that chewed new shoes?
Listen to the song. Transylvania 65,000 on YouTube. It's awesome. Joe, you'll love it.
I've heard it.
Have you?
I've just never seen the movie. Yeah. Oh.
Question number 15. What was the monster in 1954's Them?
We didn't watch this, did we?
No. Doesn't have to be watched. It's a horror film question. What was the monster in 1954's Matt. Them?
Spiders? Matt. Like giant spiders or giant
incorrect.
Bugs?
Joe. Some sort of blob type creature?
Incorrect. It would be ants. Ants. You guys never seen
and
them?
Uncles?
You guys never seen them? Really? Interesting.
You're going to keep asking me that question. The answer is not going to change, at least not tonight.
All right. Easy, Joe. Question number 16. In Friday 13th, part 8, Joe's favorite Friday 13th movie. Look at his face. It's like, what? What was the boxer's name who got his head punched off
Jesus
in
Christ.
Office shoulders on the top of a building roof?
Joe. Washington?
No.
Damn it.
I have no idea.
Julius.
Oh, yeah.
Washington. Wow, Joe. Question number 17. What was the title of the second episode of CineScare?
Matt. Jimmy O Attacks?
Incorrect. Are you looking up, Matt? Your eyes are darting.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I would just happen to have all the answers to your questions on the screen here.
I don't know.
Well, he sent them to you.
I'm looking at you're on here. Joe's above you. Brian's down. There's a lot to look at here, including what I'm. Including
I believe you have two computer screens.
Joe. No,
Joe.
I have no idea.
Shocktober.
Oh yeah.
Question number 18. What was my first pick for an episode of CineScare?
Joe. The Lost Boys?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
The answer would be Jaws was my first pick. Favorite movie? It had to be.
I can't remember when we started dividing the name up of the picks ship. And stuff. Yeah.
Name of Quint's ship was the Orca.
Yeah.
Question number 19. How many rap songs have I done on this? Matt.
Two.
Correct. And
can we hear one of them right now, Matt?
Yeah, here we go.
No. Yes. Oh, yeah. Riverside. Come on. Yo, what's up? Yeah. My name is Stupid Sam. Do it again.
Did you say my name is Super Sam?
Super Sam Mark.
Do it again.
Your name.
I got this. Come on. Do it again. Roll it again. Come on.
That's specifically.
My name is Super Fan Mark. This is CineScare. I'm going out like a deer running through the forest. Getting hit by keys or cars. I ain't a rapper.
This is the worst. Like, he can't even do his own rap with his own rap. And he's calling himself Super Sam Mark? Like, who's Super Sam Mark?
Super Sam.
There's a lag. There's a lag and a speech impediment.
Scuba Steve. Yeah.
He just said it wrong.
He got every word right.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 20. How many franchises have we covered?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You.
Joe. Seven.
Incorrect.
Matt.
Joe.
No, Matt.
Matt.
Joe.
I just wanted to hear another app.
I was just going to keep going.
I'm going to say we've done six.
Incorrect.
What is
Joe.
It?
Joe. Eight.
Joe. Incorrect.
Eight.
Nine.
Joe.
Matt. Ten.
Matt. Incorrect.
Nine. 12.
Joe.
11.
Brian.
Brian.
12.
Six. Incorrect.
All right,
I give up.
The answer is 15. We have done 15 franchises. We have done Nightmare on Elm Street, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Gremlins, Friday the 13th, Scream, Final Destination, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Lost Boys, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Aliens, Halloween, Blade, Saw, The Exorcist, Psycho.
Boy, that Silent Night, Deadly Night one was a tough pill to swallow.
That was a hard one. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Garbage day.
Garbage day.
We've only done, I mean, out of 100 episodes, we've only done 15 episodes, which kind of says a lot about, like, our podcast, I think. You know,
it tells me is we haven't done a Leprechaun yet.
Yeah. No, we haven't done Leprechaun yet, but we do go out of the box and we do explore a lot of horror movies that nobody's really ever seen. There's a lot of,
some of them nobody ever should, like Hood of Horror with Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
That was rude. Okay. So,
and yet pretty accurate.
Or yeah. Splice.
You gonna spit out that water, Joe?
Just me.
I really like Splice. The hate for that. Oh my god! All right, episode 20. Shout out Michelle Speak for lying. Question
by being
number,
supportive.
Yeah.
Poor Brian is look at Brian over here.
The
he
last
looks like
time
he's about
Shiver supports
asleep.
You,
huh? Yeah.
All right. Question
seven.
Question 21.
All right.
What was? I can't even read my handwriting. Hang on. Oh, what was an aspect that all three of us agreed on in the Creature of the Black Lagoon?
What? Say that again.
What was the aspect? What was the thing that we all agreed about for the Creature of the Black Lagoon in the Universal monster movies? What did we all agree on for the Creature of the Black Lagoon?
Joe. Great music?
Yes. Ding. Correct. Wow.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow, Joe. That was a great... That was the best answer, I think, out of the whole trivia.
I think I should get 6 points for that.
No. But, wow, that was impressive, Joe. Question number 22. Who won the 7-episode trivia?
Matt. I believe this may have been the first one that Mark ever won.
Correct.
Yeah.
I did.
Of course.
Question number 23. What's my second favorite Friday the 13th movie?
Second favorite.
Joe. Number 7.
Correct. Attaboy, Joe. God, I fucking love you for that.
I was paying attention. I would have loved to have said number 8, but then I knew I would have gotten it wrong.
Question number 24. I need my glasses. Who do both of you despise in the original Scream movie?
Joe.
Matt.
Oh. Joe.
Jamie Kennedy.
Correct. Question number 25. Did Catherine Horan, love Catherine, a lot of Catherine Horan questions. Did Catherine Horan enjoy Snoop Dogg Hood of Horrors?
Joe. Yes, she did.
Correct. She did enjoy some cameos, but she would never see it again. So yes, Catherine did enjoy it. Well done, Joe.
I think we're gonna have to wait for Catherine to weigh in on that one because I don't know.
I listened to that entire episode of Bringing Home the Bacon just to hear that question or answer.
I think she might have just been. She has this soft spot for you and not wanting to make fun of you like we do. And so I have a feeling she was just being nice.
She doesn't have a soft spot.
So she needs to weigh in on that one.
No. So I'm going to, just for kicks and giggles, before we go for a final tally,
yeah.
Should we all go around and ask our one more question? Not two, Mark, but one.
Sure.
You could pick one.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So I will go with mine. So this is Matt against Mark.
All right.
Okay. All right. Question number. Oh, no. I did question 25.
I'm doing it. So, right. And then it'll be Matt and then Mark.
How many points is this worth?
1 point. Same as before. Bonus question. What is the room number for the room that Dick Halloran tells Danny to stay away from in the movie The Shining? Mark?
306?
Incorrect.
Matt. 217.
Also incorrect.
Yeah.
237.
237.
Well, that was pointless. Matt, what's yours? That changed nothing.
All right. Here we go.
Matt got a Shining question wrong. Holy fuck.
Who was the killer in the Terrifier movies?
Mark. Art the Clown.
Joe. Art the Clown. Sorry, there's a lag. I was not paying attention.
Go ahead, Mark. What's your 26?
Yeah. How many shots did it take to blow up the tank in the shark's mouth in the movie Jaws? Matt.
5.
Incorrect.
Joe. 3.
Incorrect.
I'm guessing it's 4.
I think this was one of our questions in the Jaws trivia, yeah. And I think we got it wrong then, too.
The answer is 6. The answer is six. So another trivia question bites us in the ass.
All right.
Yeah. Again, so, that was also pointless.
Nice. That's the end of another one. So Brian Nezbitowski, friend of the show, tell us.
Final tally.
I'll let you take a minute to tally up and get your final.
I counted all the lines, checked my toes, checked my fingers.
Yeah.
Get that abacus out.
Here we go.
Exactly. So,
Mark, are you with us?
I'm with you.
In third place, with 13 points, we have Mark. In second place.
All right.
Second place with
Mark's
14.
Texting his lawyer.
We have Matt. And the winner of the trivia with 17 points is Joe.
All right. Well, that was an exciting game of trivia.
And we'll get my fight to the end.
What did you send us, by the way?
This is Brian sending trivia questions to me, trying to cheat you guys.
What?
He tried to rig the game, and this is proof that Brian.
How is this rigging the game?
Exactly.
How is that rigging the game?
He just gave you questions.
Yeah, he gave you questions.
Because I tricked him to see if he was reliable or not. And Brian was not reliable. He sent me, I was going to have Brian do questions, say, and it was going to be added 5 points to help me boost up if I thought you guys were going to rig the game. Brian did it. He sent it. He's not reliable. This is not a reliable trivia, so it's all nullified and nobody wins.
Oh, bullshit.
I don't see how we benefit from that at all.
That was none of our questions. I have no idea.
It was Brian's questions.
Proof?
Brian,
well, how is Brian sending you questions?
How does that hurt
rigging
us?
Rigging something for us.
Yeah, how
does that? Because I told Brian to write up some questions, and then he was going to give
this
me
is
the answers
of a lunatic. I've never heard of such a thing.
But Brian's not reading the questions.
Yeah, I was going to have him read the questions if I thought it was going to be rigged, and Brian sent them to me, and so he's not a reliable judge. So it's all just null. It's all nullified. So it doesn't matter.
You can go back and listen to this episode once it's published and listen to the ones that you got right and the ones you got wrong. How does Brian's involvement in any of that matter? He kept score.
Because I would have added on, questions because I already knew the
answers.
You
were the one that was trying to cheat.
You were
coercing Brian to get questions and answers for you.
And then he turns around and is a traitor
and blames... Oh, exactly. My God.
Matt and I are diligently working
and trying to do some work and trivia knowledge and background and get all these questions asked. And here you are just asking Brian, give me the questions.
Yeah,
and the
Brian,
answers.
Help me even the playing field because I suck at this.
But he sent it, so it doesn't matter anyways. And I didn't ask for them.
Well, he didn't send it to me. He didn't send it to Matt. He just sent it to you.
But I never used them. I never told Brian.
So congratulations,
to put
Mark.
In
you basically solicited questions from the judge and then didn't use them. So bully on
and
you.
And then
you made the right decision.
Yeah, turned on him at the last minute.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Now, I think of all the people that this shows they're untrustworthy,
Brian,
it's Mark.
Brian, could you turn around?
It's Mark. No, it's Brian. It's totally Brian.
Brian, I think you've learned a lesson here tonight.
Brian, if you wouldn't mind turning around, Mark. I will help you get that knife out of your back that Mark just put in there.
I literally
Oh, my
sent
God.
The
what a friend.
Ranger, so I did
well, as I well, he fucked it all up with the 1, 2, 3 anyways in the last trivia. I mean, and I didn't ask for Brian's questions. He supplied it to me. So I'm being the honest one here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I'm but it's nullified anyway.
It's not. You've lost. You were third place.
Yeah. You've lost that love and feeling, too.
Yeah. Oh.
You never close your eyes anymore.
You know, Mark, no one lost ahead of you.
Yeah. You were the first loser.
You were the first of the losers.
Well, that was episode 100.
That was episode 100.
Remember the good old days when we'd have trivia and Mark would give us prizes?
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't doing that shit anymore.
I miss that.
Yeah, I do miss that too. Good job, friend of the show, Brian, even though you were betrayed by your longtime friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Make sure you report to triage after this episode. Yeah, no kidding. A wound in your back.
Yeah, no kidding. Need some help out there.
Brian did all that work for nothing, too.
Well, our next episode is going to be in a couple weeks, and that is my pick, right? So, and my pick, the theme is WTF! Exclamation point. And these are movies that you will watch and think, what the fuck did I just watch? Oh, because either they're crazy, they're gory, they're insane, or all of the above. So
they're the Piscati home movies.
Piscati trivia questions. So number one for my picks is, let's see, sorry, from 1992, Peter Jackson's Brain Dead. And this can be rented on Amazon. The next one is from 2019, and this is on Netflix, and it is Inhuman Kiss from 2019. This is a Thai film, by the way, and it definitely lives up to the what the F name, and it is on Netflix. Inhuman Kiss. Another movie from 2019. And this is Robert Eggers' The Lighthouse. And you can find that on Max. The next one is, unfortunately, it is a rental, but it is a Korean film, Project Wolf Hunting. Project Wolf Hunting.
Wolf Hunting.
And from what I understand, if you like The Raid, you'll love this.
Oh, hell yeah. I love The Raid.
And last but not least, Lucio Fulci's insane movie, Zombie. And you can find this on AMC Plus or Shudder. And that is Zombie. Sometimes also it will be found as the title Zombie Flesh Eaters.
Damn, that movie.
This is from 1979.
This movie's been popping up so many times, Zombie or Flesh Eater.
I have a question or possibly just a clarification. 1992 Brain Dead, the Peter Jackson one.
Yes.
Isn't that also referred to by the alternate title of Dead Alive?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I got the right one.
Yeah. Brain Dead or Dead Alive.
Yeah, that is definitely a WTF.
Yeah.
And I've never seen Brain Dead.
I haven't either. Yeah. In fact, I've only seen two of
Tim Olsen and I used to watch Dead Alive all the time at Ambrose.
It's supposed to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it hasn't been available at all anywhere for a long time. And now it apparently is available for rental on
All Amazon, I got to say is Pushmower.
Yeah. Nice.
That's it.
Nice.
I've seen the trailer and I think I know what Joe's talking about. This movie looks fucking awesome.
So these will be some crazy summer viewing for you guys. And so that'll be our next episode. So thank you, Mr. Brian, again for joining us. And
thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thank you for putting up with the traitorous friend of yours.
I don't know. Traitor. It wasn't me. It's somebody else. It's called a friend or a fiend. Could be Brian.
Could be Mark.
It could be me. I'm not the one that cheated.
I don't think you look as good as you think you do coming out of this one, mister.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
We're going to check the instant replay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Check the instant replay. Brian didn't ask any questions. I didn't use any of the questions. I just wanted to make sure No,
I just love how, like, we were done with trivia. We knew what who the winner was.
Yeah, and he's got to pull that shit.
Mark's sitting there, like,
yeah,
on his phone, not even paying attention. I'm going to throw Brian under the bus for something I told him to do.
Yeah. Brian, I don't know. I don't know how you do it.
No one's going to remember 100. That I lost.
Yeah.
No, they won't.
Well, here's to 100 more.
Yeah, so here's to 100 more episodes.
Or at least maybe six.
Yeah, maybe six.
This could be our last. Could be mine. Who knows?
Yeah, it very well could be.
That's always on the table.
Everybody.
That's one question Mark got right tonight.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. It's great.
Let's go. Why don't you go to www.sinnerscarehorror.com and buy our merchandise, support the show. It goes to a good cause. And it makes Joe happy because he designed all those goddamn shirts.
Hell yeah.
So do it. Get on there. Get yourself a hoodie, even though it's not really hoodie weather, but maybe get a t-shirt or something like that.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Matt? I just want to say... I want to say thanks to all the listeners who's been listening to all of us and been interacting with us, and it's been fun interacting with all of you.
Yep.
This is where Mark tries to get back in their good graces.
Yeah, yeah. After cheating, this showing
they fucking love me.
Yeah.
And there is your bumper.
Yep, there it is. Yeah. All right, we will see you next time.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
See anything you like?
Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us!
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
We've got a death curse!
It was a shark.
Little pig, let me come in.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
What was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
I'm just gonna bash your brains.
Oh, that's bullshit. It's already against me. Oh, is there a lag? There's a lag. There's a lag. That's fucking bullshit! Fuck me. I just said it wrong.